listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Joy Seekers, we want to thank you for always supporting us. We hope that 2023 has gotten off to a great start. Well, Deanne and I are so glad to be back with you. And as you all know, February is Black History Month, American Heart Month, and Love Month. We will highlight the accomplishments, achievements, and contributions of Black people, along with focusing on heart health and the greatest gift of all, love, here all month long on Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Hear sounds of Blackness with I Believe, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
The legendary Clark Sisters with Keep Moving. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18 declares, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, Yet inwardly we are renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I want to tell you, don't give up. When we are pursuing a worthwhile goal, it is almost inevitable that at some point we will think one of the following things. This is hard. This is harder than I thought it would be. Or why is this taking so long? I'm not getting anywhere with this. I keep failing at this goal. I can't do it. What am I thinking? And when we do have one or more of these thoughts, it's likely that we will want to give up. When that happens, let's take a moment. Stop ourselves from heading in that direction. Here are some ways to manage the times when we want to give up. Adapt or adopt an I won't quit mindset. Not giving up is a mindset, and it is a mindset that we can adopt. Constantly tell yourself the following: I persist when things get tough. I will either find a way or make one. Every problem has a solution, and I have the perfect ability to find it. Every day, I gain more knowledge and insight about what works and what doesn't, which means I'm getting stronger and wiser. Setbacks are temporary. I will find a way to get through this. Think, what's the best thing to do now? Having an I won't quit mindset will make it much easier for you to persist and refuse to give up until you achieve your goal. Also, watch someone else persevere. When we pay attention and watch others on their journeys, we can learn a lot just by doing that. And learning to persevere is no exception. Go back to your why. One of the most important steps in setting a goal is to create a list of the reasons why you want to even achieve that goal. If you discover that you don't have a strong enough why for that particular goal, it's probably a good idea to discard it. Your whys are what motivate you to continue striving for a goal, even when the going gets tough. When you feel like quitting, look at your list containing all the reasons why your goal is important to you. If need be, add even more reasons why. The greater the quantity of reasons, the stronger the reasons that you have to keep going, the more likely it is that you won't quit. Find a different how. Refusing to give up doesn't mean that you simply keep doing the same thing over and over again. If the approach that you're currently using isn't working, then try a different approach. Continue to find new methods or techniques or strategies that work. Tell yourself, I refuse to give up because I haven't tried all possible ways. Next, use failure as a stepping stone. If you fail as you try to achieve your goal, instead of using that failure as an excuse to quit, use it as a stepping stone. Keep chipping away. When you want to quit, push yourself. Keep constantly acting towards achieving your goal. Even if you haven't seen results, you never know what may be happening underneath the surface. Somewhere along the way, it is likely that you'll want to quit. But when you feel like quitting, don't give up. Live your best life by refusing to quit. Don't give up. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tune in. Destination Transformation is the theme for 2023 on Brand New Day. Deanne and I want to help you forge ahead to make the necessary shifts and changes to navigate your life in the right direction. Here's Aretha Franklin with To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, and India Irie with What If, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Hey, it's your girl Allison Ray Lawson, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
What if Martin didn't stand up? What if Rosa didn't sit down? What if Malcolm didn't matter? Where would we be now? What if Molly didn't get up, stand up? What if the boys didn't come to advance us? And Mandela didn't come to teach us? Where would we be now? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. We can change the world with our change the world with our love, 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 love. Our love can change the world. What if Maya didn't speak out? What if Langston Hughes didn't write it down? What if Josephine Baker didn't dance it out? Tell me, where would we be now? What if Soul Jenner never told the truth? Or Ida B. Wells never printed the news? Harriet never went underground? Where would we be now? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. We can change the world with our love, 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 love. Change the world with our love, 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 love. Our love can change the world. Me too, I matter, you matter, we matter. Together we are love. Me too, I matter, you matter, we matter. Together we are love. It's gotta be all of us to stand up and speak out with all of our love. Tirana and Lena, Serena, Viola, Oprah, Patrice, and Alicia. You and me are the chosen. Right now, this is our moment. We are a people of motion. Our love's gonna change the world.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. Resistance takes heart. Our youngest has a project for history class about Ruby Bridges. I must say that over the years, I've admired Ruby and her courage, but as a mother, I found it difficult for me to come to terms with the fact that Ruby, at 6 years old, had to endure the pain that came with helping to integrate America's schools alone. But after we watched a movie about Ruby's journey, I became intrigued. Actually, I found her strength as a child to be remarkable. Her mother, who instilled in her an intense faith in Christ, was so instrumental in her young daughter's ability to have courage in a whirlwind of madness. Although we still have a long way to go when it comes to the topic of integration and segregation, Ruby, in the midst of having emotional challenges that came with people threatening her life, spitting on her, and the isolation she endured, knew that Jesus and prayer were her best friend. Her ability to not look at the enemies in front of her, but rather when she did, to pray for them, is the type of childlike faith that Jesus speaks of in Matthew 18. Whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. While reading and even watching her story, I never understood how her parents could do what they did, but her testimony is one that softened my heart, and her ability to look past hate and look to God convicted me. So you may ask, how does resistance take heart? James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The definition of resistance is the refusal to accept or comply with something, the attempt to prevent something by action or argument. Ruby's ability to take on the challenge that was placed before her and take a step to prevent continued segregation was amazing, and it required her to submit to God, praying to him when she was frightened, and even praying for those who wished harm upon her. She stood firmly in her faith, believing that God could carry her during this time of perseverance, which leads me to the second part of the definition of resistance, the ability not to be affected by something, especially adversely. As many barriers as she faced alone and how deeply they impacted her, they did not destroy her, because when she could not carry the weight anymore, she gave it to God. Honestly, I must say that the movie is a remarkable movie to watch, because as adults, we often lose our zeal for Christ and take on the characteristics of the world because we find it difficult to resist the temptations that exist among us, or we allow the criticism of standing boldly for Christ to distract us. As we grow closer to God and exercise our faith, we have to remain pure in heart and choose Christ over culture. If God is our judge, why are we consumed with what the world thinks about us when we speak up boldly for him? To pacify the world by sitting on God's word and not sharing it is easy. But to ask God to help us resist the temptation, to align ourselves with what the world think is right politically, socially, and culturally, and ignore the criticism that you might receive when you move in a way that honors God and brings others to his word, actually takes heart. Do you have heart? This is your Renewed Heart segment.
Brought us facing the rising sun.
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. That was Brandon Campor and One Way with Lift Every Voice and Sing. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. As we move on in to 2023, let's make sure that we enjoy the course of our journeys and we learn the lessons that unfold. Here's Erica Campbell featuring Warren Campbell with All of My Life, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Oh, ha. EC, it's my baby mama. You already know though. Check it out. Hey,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, though your blessings so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
I just wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh,
and I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe him. No, I never ever leave him. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well, hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
Well,
I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life,
for
the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
I love how my God feels the same about me. You can hear me telling in my testimony. He's alright, you say.
Here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, just throw your bless up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. All of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Neither the hurt, neither the hate. Neither the time, I gotta wait. Neither the death will separate. Never change my mind. Never from the love of God.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here.
Forever, yeah.
I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here,
everybody, yeah.
Throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
All of my life, for the rest of my life.
Give you forever.
All of my
This is Tara Robinson, the founder of the Black Heart Association, and you're listening to It's a Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. I found love in you, and no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay. And this is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Oh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. Stars have all aligned, and right now is the perfect time to say, I love you, 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 I do. This is why I love you. This is why I love you. Because you love me. I found love in you, and no other love will do. That's why I love you.
Also, Love Month, and that was Major with Why I Love You. It is time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. February is American Heart Month, a time when people of all backgrounds can focus on their cardiovascular health. During this month, I cannot help but think about someone who made heart health care and maintenance a little bit easier for all of us. Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, a Black physician and one of the first to perform open heart surgery in the United States, set up a groundbreaking surgery that makes it possible for our hearts to beat again. As we observe American Heart Month, the Division for Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention is expanding the reach of the Million Hearts and Center for Disease Control Foundation's Live to the Beat campaign, which focuses on encouraging and empowering Black adults ages 35 to 54 to take small steps to reduce their risk for cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular disease mortality are increasing in the working age adults, and Black adults are among those bearing the highest burden of cardiovascular disease and the related health consequences, particularly in the United States. Black adults in the U.S. die from heart disease at a rate 2 times higher than white adults. We encourage individuals, healthcare, and public health professionals, and the partners of the CDC's foundation to help close the disparities gap. Help your family and friends learn how to control their blood pressure, manage their cholesterol, and blood glucose levels. Move more, eat healthier, stress less. Work with their healthcare team and quit smoking. I encourage you to check out the following resources for more information, such as the Black Heart Association at www.blackheartassociation.org, Fresh Start for the Heart at www.freshstartheart.org, and the American Heart Association at www.heart.org. That's our Live Smart segment.
This is Denise Castile, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away
Was Whitney Houston with The Greatest Love of All. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Hello, Fearless Families. I am so glad that we are here with you in the year 2023. Yeah. I know it's been a hot minute, but we are taking flight and working on our destination transformation all year long. And we want you to join us as we work on being who God called us to be. In the meantime, we are going to unpack a little some that as caretakers we have to consider when helping to rear this next generation. As I said in the Renewed Heart segment, resistance takes heart. And little Ruby Bridges, now adult Ruby Bridges, married, grown with kids, showed me that she had a lot of heart. Her courage and love for God was strong. And unfortunately, when I see some of us take on the challenge of parenthood or mentors, we often adopt the world's standards of rearing children and what successful parenting or mentoring is, rather than taking on what the Word of God says. So in December and January, my family and I read the book of Proverbs. And when I tell you Proverbs is such a rich book, I encourage you to make it a part of your daily reading routine for at least a month. But I mean, every day of the year is great. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." In order to train up a child in the way he should go, I'm going to assume that we all know that means to bring him up in the Word of God, in the fear and admonition of God. In what ways are we doing so? In what ways do our children show reverence to God? So our children, well, my children are athletes, and when we are playing sports, when we train, that means we spend a lot of time preparing for that sport. Like now my daughter's in a rest season. Some children do go all year long, and as she gets older, she might go a little bit longer with her sports seasons. And our son is in basketball season, and he's now going longer with his basketball season and adding some other sports in there. But they have seasons where they practice a lot, and that practice helps them prepare for the sport. Because how productive can you be if you don't understand or if you have not prepared for your sport ever? If you just go out on the field or on the court and start playing with little to no experience. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it happens. Okay. We're not going to act like that never, ever happens. But that's not the ideal situation, right? We're going to make that the exception, not the rule. Even if all you do is practice and never play the game, your ability to know what to do in game time situations can be somewhat off. When training a child to live for the Lord, our regimen for instilling the Word of God is more important. Hey, y'all, is more important, believe it or not. Hey, I'm preaching to the choir. It's more important than our training time for sports, academics, or any other area of life. You know why? Because learning the Word of God is crucial to our eternal inheritance, okay? Also, while an idle mind may lead to children doing unfavorable things during their downtime, a mind too consumed with activities that are not pleasing to God can have detrimental effects as well. Too much of a good thing, or what is perceived as a good thing, can be bad too, because when we put so much time and priority in other activities that are not God-centered, then we lose our focus on what our real purpose is, okay? As parents, it is imperative, just as we would train for a race, match, or a game, we must prepare our children for a life as kingdom citizens, so when they are ready to be witnesses of their faith, they are not ill-prepared and shy away from it as they grow older. Your child, my child, our children, these kids around us, these kids we mentor, these kids we talk to, they have a heart for God now. So, y'all, we gotta exercise our faith together. That's our Fearless Family segment. Love y'all. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Med After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of the other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out We Talk Radio's website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. And follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us on your destination transformation how you are taking flight in 2023. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Don't Give Up. Our Renewed Heart segment was Resistance Takes Heart. Our Live Smart segment was The Heart of It All. Our Fearless Family segment was The Heart of a Child. Let's pray. God, we honor you. We bless you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. God, thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, because you loved us so much that you gave us the opportunity to see it, Lord God. We ask you, as we prepare for this new week, God, that your mercies continue to be new every morning. We thank you, Lord God, that your compassion fails not. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. Keep us covered in your blood. We ask you to watch us, watch over us, protect us, lead us, guide us, give us strength, give us clarity, give us ingenuity. God, we want to be everything that you've called us to be for such a time as this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a motivational quote for Dr. Mae Jamison. Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. Something to think about. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Fred Hammond and Radical for Christ with I Want My Destiny.
I just want to give a shout out to my all-star baby. Happy 13th birthday, Jonathan. We love you so much. I know it's not All-Star weekend, but it is Super Bowl weekend. So I just pray that we have an amazing, fun time celebrating you, son. You have done so many great things, and we just thank God for you. I pray that you just continue to grow and go with God. Love you, love you, love you. Happy birthday. You're a teenager now. I love you.
Yeah, go get ready. Come on. Go get your shoes. Come on. Go put your vest on. Come on. Come on. As a matter of fact, go get all your stuff.
Come on! That's right. What you saying? Just saying. What up? You better go get your hat. Come on! You better. He just said yes, and here's the reason. He saw me up there all alone, so for my sin he did atone. He purchased me, I'm not my own, I wanna please him. So now I serve him, who brought me and is able to keep me all together in the presence of his glory. I found for my life, his good and perfect purpose was designed to bring me to the place where he had me to me. So I want my destiny, yeah.
Can't settle for
nothing short of what
what
you want me to be. I want me to be, cause
I want it all.
Gotta be my destiny. Not called to sit upon the shelf. He did not die just for his health. And with the time we have, this way's not all on selfish reasons. But we must seek to please him first. Find his will upon the earth. When they look back from death to birth, they'll say they seen him. So we must serve him who brought us and is able to keep us all together in the presence of his glory. We find for our lives his good and perfect purpose was designed to bring us to the place where he needs us to be. Do you want your destiny? Come on.
Yes,
come on, come on.
Gotta be,
come on, come on.
That's right. Come on.